Yeah. I don't know what else to say. Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you very much for what you gave us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That came in handy.
they all got the Christmas cards here.
Oh, they did? Oh, good. So they got them in time and everything. That's good. So...
This Saturday, I'm going to Halmstad.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm going to have a birthday party there on Saturday night, so I suppose I'll stay over on Sunday there, too.
A birthday party?
I'm going to really like that necklace.
Oh, good. Yeah, I had a card from...
Even from the town.
I had a card from her today, a Christmas card.
You had?
Yeah, from Grinnell, and she thanked me, and she said that you were over there last weekend. Yeah.
She said it was going to like you.
Yeah, I got it already.
Take care of yourself, Mark.
Oh, I will.
And make sure you're warm enough.
Yeah.
Put the pad in the bed, because it's might be cold in the bed the first night.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, so
it's
I'll...
for your back.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's a good idea. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Yes.
In the closet there.
Yeah.
How about Weinberg? Have you heard anything about him?
No, I didn't. Not yet. I suppose I should call...
Mrs. Anquist?
No, I haven't heard from her, but I'll stop and see her.
Yeah, and then you can write me a letter.
Yeah, I'll write you when I'm down there, okay?
Yeah.
From the Cape. So you take care of yourself now.
Yeah.
And Helsa, everybody so good.
I will.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and have a nice Christmas and good food setting.
Okay. Bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, never buy what before? Charlie.
Perfume.
It's going.
There.
And this is May. What the heck is it? May something. May.
Oh, no.
10, 11, 11. 10, 11, 11. My watch says 11. Right? Mother's Day. That's right. 1975. Muffa's back home. We met him at the airport and left the airport, and it took about 5 minutes to go to the airport. And he was standing, had the baggage and everything, and right there, and we just zipped right in and out. So the kids didn't have time to play in their giant playhouse down there. Made the National Honor Society. And she says she has a lot of words to say. And she's been taking... What kind of tests are you taking?
Achievement.
And college boards and like that.
Yeah?
Yes. So you can tell she's turned into a real blabbermouth. How long do you stay in the National Honor Society?
As long as you keep up your marks.
All right, half an hour. And so now we're getting all kinds of pamphlets from colleges. And she was out raking the yard today, and she... What else?
Get oily hair.
Get oily hair. And... That kind of a thing. Oh, she's doing very well for herself. Nice young lady in the National Honor thing. Oh, going to... What kind of trip is this?
What trip? Washington.
Where?
A week from today.
With who?
The history classes.
And what do you want to see?
I don't know. Everything.
Okay. In a bus or a plane or something?
Bus.
Okay. Nancy Larson is working in the hospital as a resident
candy striper.
What do you do to become one of those?
You sign up, and they pick your name out, and then nothing else much happens except you have to... Well, you have to go through training classes and learn how to feed people and learn how to make beds and learn how to wash your hands and everything.
And when you learn that, you come home and you make your own bed?
No. Then you do it around the hospital and help out all the nurses.
Right?
You don't do it at home.
No.
No.
Special
uniform. Yeah, I had to get a new uniform.
Right.
Red and white stripes. Nice little jumper. White nurse's shoes.
Oh, you get the bill for that, didn't you?
We didn't get them yet.
Oh,
you
didn't get them yet.
No.
You're going on a trip?
To Washington.
To Washington.
D.C. with the Girl Scout. And...
maybe you'll meet your sister there.
No, I'm going on the 23rd of June.
Okay.
And, let's see. I babysit a while.
Babysit
the Everett's. The Nikolowskis and the McGordys.
Yeah, the people in our old house are the McGordys.
Yeah.
And we'll move on down the table. The family cook.
Yeah.
What have you made lately?
Nothing.
A mess.
A cake.
You made Daddy's birthday cake.
Yeah, a cake.
Daddy's
31st
birthday.
Ha! 52nd birthday.
58th. 60th birthday.
Now, what is your favorite cake to make?
I don't know. Any kind of cake, I don't care.
You're the family cook.
I know. I like the chocolate cake the best, I think. The one that I just made. I like the yellow cake, too.
You're
going to
be the regular family cook. Where are we going today for a nice meal?
Howard Johnson. She got Charlie perfume from me and Nancy, and 6 lipsticks from Leanne, an eyeshadow from Leanne, and a card from Dad, and flowers from African Violet, and.
Yeah. Had a very nice Mother's Day. And Muffa took us all out to to Muffa's restaurant, Howard Johnson's. And we had a delicious meal, went for a ride, we had roast lamb, and we got all kinds of nice presents, which you just heard about. Went to Mount Watchers, it was beautiful. And we just had some nice coffee. And listening to old tapes. Yeah, so Daddy's coaching in the background as usual.
Mommy's going to say, who's sitting in here?
No, I'm not going to say that again.
We were talking on the telephone to Christmas Day, Ellen and Luca. What is food setting? What is it?
Yeah, you tell me how to say it right. How do you say Happy New Year?
Oh.
In Swedish.
What new door? Food setting.
That's
it. That's
what
you're
going to say.
Food setting. Oh,
all right. How do you spell it? Is it
F-O-R-T. S-A-T-T-N-I-N-G, food setting.
That means quick.
Continuation.
And so as time progressed, we haven't been at this recorder for quite some time. As time progressed, we went through fall and winter and the whole deal, and continued our high marks. We used our knowledge in the shorty ski lessons and really had a ball up in Pine Ridge, and went back and put the lessons to good use back over the winter time. It's funny we didn't get to thing on, for no, last Christmas, son of a gun. We had the Christmas down in the Cape, but I guess we didn't do any tape recording. And everybody's in good health and good times, and let's see. Mopus had some company from Sweden, some phone calls from them, and a couple of couples from Sweden. One couple came to visit us and stayed overnight and everything, and brought some gifts for the kids. Then Wolfer just had a couple other people from Sweden visiting. Weibergs went down to Florida. She unfortunately passed away down there, Helen Weiberg, and Weiberg's back at the Cape now, and apparently engaged again and ready to start off a whole nother life, and making the transition very smoothly, and probably, I guess, is going to stay on the Cape, which would be good company for Muffa. This is about, let's see, well, if I can read my, no, I get the wrong watch on. Tell what date it is. I don't know, it's about the, 27th of June. So, things in order. Nancy was confirmed at the church in a nice ceremony. Get some nice pictures of that. They came out real good. And a nice ceremony and everything. It looked very pretty and very grown up. And then, of course, the big thing was the Leanne's graduation, where she was second in the class, the salutatorian, whoopee. And I've got some of the graduation music, the introduction music, pomp and circumstance, and Leanne's speech that we'll put on here. I've been thinking, I think what I'll do is put these reels on cassette from here on out. I think that's what I'm going to do, because it's a lot easier to work. If this machine ever goes, I don't know, we may get on another machine where the tracks will blend together. They're two track, and we might not be able to get the sound apart on some other machine, or maybe in a jam. I think what I'll do is go to Radio Shack and buy me six cassettes or so and put them all on cassette. It's funny how Leanne was offered. We tried three different colleges, really. We tried Smith College out past Amherst, and we tried Mount Holyoke, and we tried Middlebury, Vermont, which is way up in the timber. And she had offers for scholarships from Mount Holyoke and Smith, and she decided Smith is such a beautiful place. I was glad she decided on that, because it looked like the natural place. And she went out for a tea and stayed overnight and watched some classes and met some little friends out there and had a ball. And there's some people from Holden going out and everything. And the Holden, the Smith College Club locally, Holden or Worcester or wherever, it was in the newspaper. We haven't seen anything or heard anything yet, but said that she had a scholarship coming from the Smith College Club. And then in order to keep up the scholarship, she had to find some part-time job, and so we scrounged around, and she came up with going in training to be a bank worker, bank teller, down at the place where I do the ads for, Harold Cabot's place, WCIS, Worcester County Institution for Savings. So she went through the training and is doing very well as a teller, and they promised to they trained them for a month, and then they worked for two or three more months. I forget which. I guess they trained them for one and they worked for two. I don't know. Anyhow, then they can come back the next 3 years or so, and then 3 or 4 years, so they've got a steady summertime job to support them at the college, and that's good. It's a good training anyhow, because she can always use it. Anytime she's on her own or if something happens, she can always go and say she's an experienced bank teller, and that's good. So things are looking up pretty good. Today we went out to Whalen Park, you know, went on all the rides and a roller coaster. And so what I'm going to do now is, I told him it was a kiddie roller coaster, and it was really a grown-up one, and we went over there with mixed reactions. And now I'm going to put on the tape parts of Leanne's graduation exercise and her speech. Tuesday night, June the 8th, 1976, the bicentennial year. And it's time for a graduation of the oldest sister. Namely, Leanne Christine Larson, who is the class of two. Salutatutitarian. Or salutatarian, in other words. She's going to give a speech like. And Nancy is right here.
Yeah.
Who will be.
Huh?
Huh? And we're going to wait for the band and the whole ceremonies and all that stuff. Nancy's Karen.
Is it on?
Yes, it's on.
It is?
Yeah.
What did you ask?
I didn't ask anything. I just wondered if you wanted to say anything.
Oh, hi. No
okay,
comment.
Big deal. Nancy and Karen and Mommy and Muffa are here, so we're going to watch.
And Leanne's here, too, but she's not sitting
with us. Well, Leanne is up on the stage, and she's going to give the speech, and we're going to tape record that, and we've got the cameras all here and the whole jazz. Everything all ready to go. So...
about something that's often neglected in the fast-paced world of today, something that really should be a part of our lives and is necessary for life itself. This is an appreciation for nature. Nature doesn't have to be only for forest rangers or scientists. It represents the freedom of thought, something unchanged and refreshing to the mind. It is a part of us as humans. We are a part of the earth, bound to the plants and the animals, who are just as alive as we are. As it says in our yearbook, you are a child of the universe, no less than trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. So often, people get busy and weighed down with their jobs or with school. Their heads become so filled with worries about money, material things, or school projects that they don't have time to relax. Or when they do have the time, they really forget how. We are all like this at one time or another. We try to relax by watching TV or listening to the radio, but many times we feel let down afterwards, like we actually got nothing out of it. Freedom of thought is a necessity. We must somehow find the ability to let our minds wander. Finding happiness It's just being alive among the wonders of the natural world. Silence alone is freedom of thought. Again, our yearbook says, go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. Take a walk in the woods sometime. Look closely at the things all around you. There are so many birds and plants that you have never seen before, and they are all unique in a very different way. Nature doesn't have to be categorized or analyzed to be enjoyed. A deep pleasure can be found in just wondering at the mysteries of the universe, whether they are small insects on the ground or distant stars in the sky. So many people, having lived for a number of years, lose the curiosity they had as a child. They can't see the trees for the forest instead of the other way around. They generalize nature as something only a child can take an interest in without taking a look at it themselves closely. Just the beauty of a sunset or the strength of a thunderstorm can teach you something about your relationship to the earth. You may feel very insignificant or very giant as you look at nature. It can affect you both ways. As Rachel Carson said in her book, The Sense of Wonder, those who dwell among the beauties and the mysteries of the earth are never alone, nor weary of life. May we also never find ourselves alone or weary of life.
Oh yeah, I wanted to add too that Karen is down with the Girl Scouts for about a 5-day trip to Pennsylvania, and she called up on the phone. Son of a gun, we should have recorded that phone conversation. I didn't think of it. Anyhow, I'm going to leave the tape on the reel here, and then when she comes home, I'm going to plug it in again, and we'll hear all the adventures of Karen firsthand, fresh off the bus. I guess they had the same bus driver that Nancy did that we heard on the reel earlier. But that should be fun hearing about that. That'll be next on the reel.